The group took an aerial tour of the fishery, went sport fishing, and met with local processors and subsistence fishermen. The trip culminated in a dinner at a lodge in King Salmon, featuring salmon appetizers prepared by the two visiting chefs. Rob Kineen, who is Clinkett and Irish, co-owns Carved Catering in Anchorage. Kineen helped coordinate the weekend with BBRSDA. He's traveled all over the state teaching and learning about native plants and foods, but he says this was his first time in Bristol Bay.
And the idea was to actually go up and see the fishery in action, but even to see how it happens or to understand the sheer quantity of fish that is processed in this area is amazing.
William Disson is chef and owner of the Marketplace restaurant in Asheville, North Carolina. His restaurant focuses on sourcing local and sustainable foods. Disson says he was introduced to Bristol Bay salmon about 4 years ago.
One day I got a knock on the kitchen door and there was this nice young woman there and she said, "Hey, my name's Heidi Dunlap." I said, "Okay, great, how can I help you?" And she had a bunch of frozen salmon. And she said, "Hey, you know, I live here in Asheville, but I fish in Bristol Bay. I'd love to start selling you salmon. I love what you're doing with sustainable seafood." I quickly turned up my nose and said, I don't buy frozen fish, only the freshest fish for my customers. And so she pulled out a fillet and she said, "Look, I understand, but give it a try. You'll love the salmon." She said, "Look, defrost it, cook it, eat it. If you like it, give me a call. If not, you had a healthy lunch." And so I defrosted it, I cooked it, I ate it, and I called her about an hour and a half later and ordered 1,000 pounds.
Disson says that experience changed his mind about frozen fish.
I think as a chef, I have a pretty refined palate, and I can't tell the difference between a fresh fish and a frozen fish.
Now, Disson says he thinks frozen fillets are the next big thing in the seafood industry. Among the other guests who enjoyed Disson and Kineen's dishes were food journalists Louisa Chu and Barry Estabrook, as well as former BBRSDA director Sue Aspeland. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.